Tuesday, February 28th, 4:07 a.m. Okay, so I'm out here in the studio / garage. Pia the talking dog is in the living room right now. I just wanted to make a post for February because I really didn't want to go a month without making some kind of post. I've been pretty involved with a bunch of other stuff besides enduring some pain in my knee. Like I said before, I had a problem with carpal tunnel problem in my right hand, my right wrist, a while ago, and it's actually getting better. It's not 100%, but nowhere near as painful as it was. I can actually do some stuff. I keep the little ACE bandage wrap around my wrist to make sure I don't make certain movements that will re-injure my wrist. And I was talking about earlier also about my pain in my groin area on both sides where my legs meet, and also my right knee had a problem. And my left knee is doing the same thing my right knee was doing, and my right knee just all of a sudden, basically within a week, just kind of like cleared up. And I'm kind of waiting for the left knee to do the same. It's definitely not a physical injury of some sort, because there's really not much swelling at all. Well, maybe there's a little bit there. A little bit, but not a lot of swelling like a really bad injury. It's more like a pain injury. I mean, a nerve pain injury. Where it's more like nerve pain. It doesn't feel like there's something like, you know, stretched out or ripped or anything like that. It's just pain. Anyway, so I've been dealing with that. Also, I don't know if I mentioned it, but we bought this freeze dryer back in August, and I haven't had time to really deal with it because it's really heavy, and we wanted to be able to either use the freeze dryer here in the studio / garage in the wintertime, and then in the warmer months to use it in the house, and maybe in the one of our spare bedrooms. But because it's so heavy, it was going to be hard to move back and forth. My wife and I could not definitely lift it together. There's no way. So I ended up building a little cart on wheels. With the cart itself had some handles, I made it strong enough so I could actually support it and all that sort of stuff. And actually, I'm kind of impressed with myself that it worked so well. Anyway, my friend Ben actually came over and helped me a couple of weeks ago, and maybe last week, helped me lift it onto the cart. Yeah, it was last week. Helped me lift it onto the cart. And so now, since it's on the cart and it's got these handles and stuff, my wife and I can actually move it back and forth between the garage and the house. Let's see. So I have not been painting because of that. Also, the wife wanted to rearrange the backyard so we can let the dog out freely every time that we let her out, because we couldn't let her out off of a leash or a rope, unrestrained, because there's two chickens, Mr. T and June, that live on the west side of the yard, and all the other chickens live on the east side in a chicken area along that fence there. So she wanted me to make another provision to put both of them on the east side. That way, the dog wouldn't, because, well, the thing is, when they were on the west side, she let the rooster, Mr. T, out, and he'd kind of like walk around out there. And then June, a hen, would stay in a little pen area, but it's still pretty, you know, when the dog was loose, if she was in the pen, the dog would charge her, the hen that is, and she'd, of course, panic and flutter out and sometimes get out of the pen, so that would be dangerous for the chicken to be running around with a dog that wanted to kill her. So anyway, so I end up making a new gate and buying another post to put into an area right before the penned area for the other hens and chickens, that is. And so I've sectioned off another little part of the backyard on the east side. So now that they can all be on that side, and there won't be any loose chickens on the rest of the yard, and the dog can run freely when we put her out back instead of restraining her. So I dealt with that. What else? Oh yeah, so this past week has been really cold. Really cold, and well, for us, kind of bone chilling stuff. Type of weather that when I was working, I really didn't like working in, but I did anyway because that was my job. So we've been burning a lot of wood pellets to keep the house kind of toasty. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, so the process of making my little cart for my freeze dryer, I have this workbench that stores my tools and stuff and everything, and it has a little work top on top of it that was on casters. And I had bought these casters from Lowe's a long time ago, and they were really not heavy, excuse me, heavy duty casters. So I bought some heavy duty casters on Amazon, and I replaced that. So those casters and that workbench just moves so smoothly across the floor now. It's like like it's on ice. So it's a lot better than what I had there, because what I had there before was just like, boy, I had to really pull and push that heavy laden workbench slash storage center around just to get it to move places. So that's something I've been wanting to do. It actually works pretty good now. Let's see what else. There was other stuff. Oh yeah, so there was a membership kind of a show for Sacramento Fine Arts Center on Gibbons that I was in. I took a couple of minutes out to go look at it on the reception night. I didn't really stay very long. It's things always get kind of busy around the evenings for me. I really didn't know anybody there, so I talked with some people, but that's about it. Anyway, so that was this past month. I picked up the painting last Saturday after the run of the show. I entered my painting, Emily's Empowerment, into their big show of the year, and they didn't accept that. So, so much for that. let's see, what else? Yeah, I can't think of anything else that needs to be said. World news, a big earthquake in Syria and Turkey. A bunch of people died. And it's really sad. It's been a year now since the war in the Ukraine has been running, so that's another downer for the people in the Ukraine. And let's see, what else? Oh yeah, the inflation problems in our country, and I guess around the world too, is continuing. What else here we got going? Nothing else, so that I can think of. Oh, so with a vacuum freeze dryer, that is, I'm having vacuum issues with it since I've been running it. And so I'm still trying to sort that out. I might have to call their tech support to figure out what's going on. So, let's see. Everything's, from what I can tell, everything is okay. But I'm going to run it again, do another test, and then try another batch of the initial batch kind of a thing and see if that works. And if it doesn't, then I'll have to call tech support and see what they say. It's still under warranty, so it should they should be able to take care of it either way. Well, let me call it quits for now. I'll try to get this posted the same day. Like I said, I didn't want another month to go by. I didn't want to miss February, so I got one posting for February, and that's it. So hope everything's everybody's keeping warm in my area at least, or around the world, and say a little prayer for all these people that really don't have as good a time as oh yeah, there was in our country they had the a big railroad derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and a bunch of they or a bunch of, there were some toxic chemicals on the train that derailed, and they decided to burn it and let it burn, and caused a big old toxic mess in that town. So that's been in the news, and poor people there don't, you know, how do you like to have your house just be a toxic mess? You know, where are you gonna go? I mean, you're maybe even your job is a toxic mess. What are you gonna do? You know, so it's just like the war. You know, the people sitting there, and all of a sudden bombs start falling over the place. You know, bomb your house gets bombed out, and your life as you would know is ended, and you're a refugee now. So there's a lot of stuff that that could be avoided, but people in the world seem to want to make it we don't care, you know. They'll just go ahead and screw with your life anyway, just to get just to satisfy their own agenda. Anyway, so say a prayer for all these people that are having a bad life. Okay? So have a good one.